It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Ballots are going out in the mail starting today to more than 3.5 million Colorado voters. Voters will be able to return their ballots by mail at vote centers or at more than 300 drop boxes around the state. There is still time to register to vote. Coloradans can register all the way up through Election Day, November 3rd. Metro Denver has seen more air pollution this year than any other in the last decade. According to the state health department, the area has had more alerts for fine particulate matter in the air. That means a greater health risk because those tiny particles can go deeper into the lungs. A state meteorologist says air quality around Denver has improved in recent years because of new regulations and cleaner cars, but wildfires have made for a bad year in 2020. Last year, the number of uninsured children in Colorado rose to 58,000. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports the state's recent rates follow a national trend.
4 years ago, only 4.7% of children in the U.S. were uninsured, the lowest ever. In 2015, Colorado's rate was even lower. But since then, more kids have gone uninsured both in the state and nationwide. And that's not the only concern. The Colorado Health Institute says the uninsured rate among Hispanic kids is nearly 3 times that of white kids in the state. 5 years ago, the two rates were about the same. Allie Morgan with the Institute says fear is one factor driving the disparity.
Given the rhetoric and what we've seen at the federal level in recent years, there are families who are really afraid that using public programs, enrolling themselves or their children in benefits, is going to make them less likely to be able to stay here in the country.
Morgan says about a third of Colorado children who are eligible for public health insurance but are not enrolled have parents who are not U.S. citizens. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
There's a chance that CDOT's Snowstang bus may run to some ski resorts this winter after all. Last week, a spokesman told CPR News that the agency would suspend the service. Now CDOT says a final decision on the fate of Snowstang for this season could come this month or next. The agency says social distancing rules will limit the number of tickets it could sell for each bus, which would increase costs. Colorado weather's mostly sunny today and staying pretty warm, up to 90 degrees in Pueblo this afternoon, 80s around Denver. This is CPR News.